It looks like we can start expecting an increasing amount of violent winds, killer waves, torrential rains, and flash flooding from hurricanes, according to a new study. Scientists say the North Atlantic, Caribbean, and Gulf of Mexico regions can expect increased hurricane activities in the next 10 to 40 years. Meteorological researcher Chris Lancey says the increase is part of a long-term climate shift that is likely to persist for several decades. Lancey warns that those responsible for emergency preparedness should ensure they are adequate. Patrick O'Neill with Sun Sentinel News on News Radio 610 WIOD. A new study by the Institute of Medicine finds that over 18,000 adults in the U.S. die each year because they are uninsured and can't get proper health care. The study examines the plight of 30 million working-age Americans whose employers don't provide insurance and who do not qualify for government medical care. The estimated death toll includes hundreds with high blood pressure, breast cancer, and HIV. The study finds that being uninsured also magnifies the risk of death and disability for chronically sick and mentally ill patients, the poor, and minorities. Patrick O'Neill with Sun Sentinel News on News Radio 610 WIOD. Science historian Robert Proctor predicts that, left unchecked, tobacco will cause up to 1 billion deaths by the end of the 21st century. He shows that lung cancer was rare in the 20th century, but now there is direct correlation in the rise in incidences of lung cancer and the rise in the number of smokers. The research shows there is about one lung cancer death for every 3 million cigarettes consumed. Proctor traces the medical research advances that link lung cancer to cigarettes, the global spread of tobacco usage, the political obstacles to tobacco control, and the growth in cancer rates worldwide. Patrick O'Neill with Sun Sentinel News on News Radio 610 WIOD.